Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Around the late 2010s and early 2020s, a pivotal issue that Berners, Lee, decreasingly emphasized was sequestration. He understood that the web's success brought with it new pitfalls, mass data collection, surveillance, and loss of particular control. Sequestration was then just a specialized challenge, but a mortal right at stake, the growing surveillance economy. Berners, Lee was critical of the advertising-grounded business models that drove the rise of important platforms like Google and Facebook. He explained that when companies monetize attention and particular data, impulses shift down from stoner will toward maximizing engagement and profit. This led to algorithmic manipulation, spread of misinformation, and protrusive data harvesting. The web had come a business where particular information was bought, vended, and exploited without druggies' informed concurrence. Data power and stoner commission. To combat this, Berners, Lee's solid design concentrated on stoner power of data, a conception that challenges traditional models. He envisaged a web where people could own their data, in particular data capsules, choose who gets access to which data, move their data seamlessly between services, avoid cinch, heft, and exploitation. This gave rise to a vision of a read-write web, where druggies are active actors, not just unresistant data sources. Policy advocacy. Berners, Lee was also active in global policy conversations about sequestration. He engaged with the European Union, especially around GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation, transnational bodies concerned with data protection and digital rights, policymakers casting new rules for AI, data portability, and translucency. He supported that governments demanded to ordain not just specialized compliance, but the spirit of sequestration, guarding individualities from exploitation. Ethical web norms. Within the W3C, Berners, Lee pushed for incorporating sequestration and security by design in all norms. Norms bodies traditionally concentrated on specialized interoperability. Berners, Lee wanted them to also consider stoner concurrence, data minimization, secure defaults, translucency. He believed that technology and ethics couldn't be separated. Challenges in the norms community. Berners, Lee's asseveration on ethics occasionally led to pressures. For Case, the controversial blessing of encrypted media extensions YEMI for DRM sparked debate. While it helped keep media companies in the web ecosystem, critics bothered it locked druggies into personal controls. Berners, Lee defended the concession, arguing it was better to manage similar debates openly in the W3C than have them chip outdoors into inharmonious, uncommunicative results. Vision for a stoner-centric web. Berners, Lee constantly returned to a simple communication. The web belongs to everyone, not to companies or governments. He prompted inventors and druggies likewise to push for a web that empowers individualities. He saw a decentralization, openness, sequestration, and stoner control as the pillars for the web's coming chapter. He understood this would bear collaboration across sectors: technology, policy, civil society, and business. Reflections on heritage. Despite the challenges, Berners, Lee remained hopeful. He constantly said that the web was humanity's topmost collaborative design, and that its future depended on choices made by everyone. He hoped unborn generations would make a web that was open, inclusive, secure, empowering. He was ready to spend his remaining times helping realize that vision. The significance of global access. Berners, Lee constantly argued that the web's benefits must reach every person, anyhow terrain or income. He advised that unstable access would consolidate being social and profitable inequalities worldwide. He constantly spoke about the digital peak, the gap between those connected to the web and those left offline. He stressed that for numerous, especially in developing countries and pastoral areas, lack of structure, cost, and education kept them disconnected. Advocacy and hookups. Berners, Lee worked with transnational associations like the United Nations, the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, and the World Bank to promote digital addition. He supported for programs encouraging structured investment, affordable data, and digital knowledge programs. At conferences and summits, he stressed the significance of structure-low cost access networks, developing original language content, supporting community networks run by original groups. W3CS part in addition. Under his leadership, the W3C made addition a precedence. The consortium developed norms that worked on low bandwidth connections and affordable bias. It pushed for availability, icing that people with disabilities could use the web completely. W3CS internationalization sweats supported multiple languages and scripts, making the web more inclusive encyclopedically, uniting with governments and NGOs. Burners, Lee encouraged hookups among governments, NGOs, and private sector actors to close the peak. He believed that multi-stakeholder cooperation was essential to working complex access challenges. He also stressed the pitfalls of authoritarian governments using connectivity to control populations, prompting transnational alert to cover open access and free expression. The social impact of access. Burners, Lee knew that internet access could transfigure lives. It could enable education in remote areas. It could open profitable openings. It could strengthen communal engagement and republic. It could give health information and services. He was inspired by stories of communities empowered by new connectivity. The continuing fight for net neutrality. Burners, Lee was also a hot supporter of net impartiality, the principle that internet providers must treat all data inversely without demarcation. He advised that without net impartiality, important companies could pay for preferential treatment, stifling competition and invention. He supported activists fighting to save net impartiality worldwide, viewing it as a foundation for an open and fair web. Particular reflections. In interviews, Burners, Lee frequently reflected on his evolving part. He'd moved from innovator to advocate, diplomat, and guardian of the web's future. He emphasized that the web was fragile and required constant care and alert. The web is a mortal creation, and we must choose how it grows. It's a responsibility for all of us. One of the defining challenges Burners, Lee grappled with was how to govern a web on a global scale. The web transcended public borders, yet regulations, laws, and artistic morals varied extensively around the world. Chancing a way to produce participative rules and principles without centralized control was essential. Multi-stakeholder governance. Burners, Lee was an oral exponent of multi-stakeholder governance. This approach involved governments, companies, civil society, and specialized experts uniting to develop programs for the internet and web. He believed this was preferable to models where control rested solely with governments or POTS. He frequently shared in the Internet Governance Forum, IGF, and periodic UN-supported meeting promoting multi-stakeholder dialogue. The challenges of governance. Despite its pledge, multi-stakeholder governance faced difficulties. Some governments sought lesser control over content and structure, pushing for further centralized regulation. Others stressed that POTS applied too important influence over norms and programs. Burners, Lee navigated these pressures by emphasizing openness, translucency, and addition in all conversations. He stressed the significance of guarding mortal rights, freedom of expression, and sequestration in digital policy, promoting digital rights. Burners, Lee worked to punctuate that the web was not just a specialized system, but also a platform for abecedarian mortal rights. He connected web governance debates to broader issues of freedom of speech, sequestration, access to information, anti-censorship. He believed that securing these rights was pivotal for republic and development worldwide. W3CS ethical leadership. Within the World Wide Web Consortium, Burners, Lee supported the integration of ethical principles into norms development. He encouraged conversations about how technology could impact society, from bias and algorithms to availability and security. This broadened the W3CS part beyond purely specialized work toward a further holistic stewardship of the web ecosystem. The web's next frontier, AI and beyond. As artificial intelligence, AI, began to impact the web, Burners, Lee engaged with new questions. How could AI tools respect sequestration and translucency? How to avoid buttressing bias and demarcation? How to empower druggies rather than concentrate power? He saw AI as both a huge occasion and a challenge to the web's openness and fairness. Continuing to inspire, through speeches, jottings, and interviews, burners, Lee continued to inspire new generations of technologists and activists. He emphasized the web's eventuality as a force for good while advising against complacency. The web's future depends on us all. It's a design worth fighting for. Burners, Lee's work extended beyond technology and governance into education and public mindfulness. He understood that structure and maintaining an open web needed not just norms and programs, but also informed, engaged druggies, educating the public. Burners, Lee constantly spoke about the significance of digital knowledge. He encouraged people far and wide to learn how the web worked and understand its implicit and pitfalls. He believed that when druggies were informed, they could more cover their sequestration, spot misinformation, and demand better services. He supported enterprise that tutored coding, data protection, and critical thinking chops, championing for ethical use. Alongside specialized education, burners, Lee stressed ethical responsibility in web use. He prompted inventors, companies, and governments to make and use web technologies with care for mortal rights and societal impact. He constantly spoke against the commodification of stoner data and the manipulation of online jest. Public speaking and writing. Burners, Lee was an active public figure, giving addresses at conferences, universities, and media appearances worldwide. His dispatches constantly returned to the web's foundational principles: openness, universality, sequestration, and commission. He wrote essays and op-eds explaining complex, specialized, and policy issues in accessible language to reach broad cult. Collaborations and alliances. Burners, Lee worked nearly with NGOs, mortal rights groups, and academic institutions to advance a vision of the web as a public good. He supported juggernauts promoting net impartiality, data protection, access for marginalized communities, ethical AI. His network gauged mainlands and sectors, enabling cross-disciplinary collaboration. The impact of COVID-19. The COVID-19 epidemic underlined the web's vital part in society and stress inequalities. Burners, Leary focused on how essential dependable internet access came for education, work, healthcare, and social connection during lockdowns. He called on governments and companies to address the digital peak urgently to ensure no bone was left before in a decreasingly digital world. Looking ahead, burners, Lee continued to introduce and endorse. Fasting on ice in the web will remain a space where mortal creativity, knowledge, and freedom could thrive. He emphasized that maintaining an open web was an ongoing collaborative trouble. He frequently said, "The web is a glass of society. We can make it better if we all commit to doing so." As the 2020s progressed, Tim Berners, Lee's vision faced new and evolving challenges. One of the biggest was the rise of big data and artificial intelligence, AI, and their impact on the web's openness and fairness. The AI revolution and the web. Berners, Lee honored that AI technologies could transfigure the web in profound ways. AI could enable substantiated jest, smarter hunt, enhanced availability, and important tools for creativity and communication. Still, he also advised about implicit pitfalls. AI systems might support impulses and inequalities. AI could be used to manipulate druggies and spread misinformation at scale. AI development frequently reckoned on massive data collection, raising sequestration enterprises. Championing for ethical AI. Burners, Lee pushed for the integration of ethical principles into AI development on the web. He supported translucency, responsibility, fairness, and respect for stoner sequestration. He worked with transnational bodies and norms associations to develop guidelines and fabrics for responsible AI. Web norms for the unborn. At the W3C, Burners, Lee helped direct attention toward new norms that could support these pretensions. This included sweats to produce specifications for resolvable AI, enabling druggies to understand how AI makes opinions. Data provenance, tracking the origin and history of data used in AI models. Stoner control over AI-driven content, allowing druggies to customize or conclude out of AI personalization. Guarding the web's core values. Throughout burners, Lee remained focused on conserving the web's core values: openness, universality, decentralization, and Stoner Commission. He advised that without alert, AI and big data could undermine these values by concentrating power in the hands of many large companies or governments. He called on the global community to borrow Fabric's icing AI-enhanced rather than lowered mortal quality and freedom, inspiring a new generation. Burners, Lee decreasingly turned to mentoring youngish technologists and activists. He encouraged them to embrace the web not just as a tool but as a participated social space, taking stewardship and care. He emphasized that technology was unfortunate. Humans made choices shaping the web's direction. The web belongs to all of us. Its future depends on your generation taking responsibility. Looking beyond technology. Eventually, burners, Lee reminded people that the web's challenges were deeply connected with broader social, political, and profitable systems. He prompted cooperative approaches, involving different stakeholders, to produce a web that supports democracy, addition, justice, sustainability. For him, the web was a platform for humanity's collaborative progress, if nurtured precisely.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.